Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 4 o'clock hour of the Hochman and Crowder Show. Get right into a road to repeat Panthers update here. What happened, Crowder? You all right?
Yeah. I broke something under the desk. This is for Micah. It's not real wood.
I mean, you just swipe it on RC's credit card, so it's all good.
I don't know what the pivot's doing, but yeah, I'm in a for Micah room.
What's your itinerary? Like, are you up there to just kind of interview some of the young players who are going to get drafted, or are there draft parties while you're in Green Bay? Like, how does this work?
It's a weird thing because, like, Super Bowl, there's Super Bowl parties, but it's really not like draft parties. It'll be individual players, but we'll be able to see the players and talk to them after they get drafted. So really working tomorrow is the main thing. But I don't know. I'm going to call some people tonight and see what's going on in old Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Because I would imagine, man, like, you guys are flying all the way up to Green Bay. Is it cold in Green Bay?
No, it's like 60.
That's freezing, man.
Yeah, but then and it's my 14th year wedding anniversary. So Asia came up with me.
Today?
So, yeah.
Look 14 at you. Years married today. Look how romantic. Yes. Just you and Ava, or you and Asia in a hotel in Green Bay, Wisconsin. With an indoor pool with a bunch of little fat kids running around right behind you. How romantic,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. There's a little jacuzzi. We get in the jacuzzi, eat some cheese curds, and get a bottle of wine. You know, it'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to do, celebrate their wedding anniversary. You've been married 14 years?
Yep, 14 years. Today. Got married at the Breakers 14 years ago today. Best 14 years of my life.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I was 16 years old. When you got married. That's crazy, man.
You got to get married, man. You're engaged, though. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing prevent defense on that one, brother.
You're backpedaling. Go get married, man. It's a beautiful thing.
What'd you have for dinner at your wedding? At the Breakers. I think we've talked about this, like, super classy. I know you spent an arm and a leg. What was the dinner at the wedding?
I think it was three options, like Branzino, steak, and it was like the three, the steak, Brand's fish steak, and something else. It was expensive. It was expensive as hell, man.
Yeah.
Right there on the beach, over the rocks, right there in the back of the Breakers, water in the background.
Yeah, I've done brunch at the Breakers before, man. It's no joke. Oof.
Yeah, we had 200 people there. Yeah, Zach Thomas cried.
Did he really?
Yeah, Zach is like I want to say romantic, but he's an emotional dude.
He's emotional dude. It's just like a big bottle of emotions, man.
Yeah, every time he spoke to the team, he'd start crying. Every single, like, he didn't want to speak because he knew as soon as he starts talking, he'll start crying.
That's my kind of guy. Just man. Cry. Just a crier. I like a crier.
Bad little son of a gun, but he's emotional. That's my big brother.
Road to Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So the Cats... They whoop
I'm starting
some ass.
To cry with my old age.
Yeah, you told us that. You're a little bit more emotional now in your old age.
It's weird. Like in movies, those, you know, in the movies when somebody dies or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched I Am Legend on the plane.
Oh, tearjerker for sure.
And I've seen it 100 times. But when the helicopter gets hit,
mm-hmm.
and oh. the little girl and the wife, I teared up on the plane.
Yeah.
Then at the end, when he shoved the same thing, he had to say now he could save a kid and a woman and shoved them in the little hole to go run and let the grenade off. Mm-hmm. I teared up again.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, me too. Me too. With the dog scene.
Oh, bro. You know how I feel about it. I didn't cry when Sam died.
Nah, I did. I know you're not as sentimental with a dog, but oh man.
Yeah.
Oh. No, because it was his only friend. It was his only companion.
Oh, I get the concept of
it. Hey, but I mean, that's a pretty big deal, bro. His only companion. That and the mannequin.
And then he finally went and hollered at the lady mannequin because he told his friend he would holler at her. Yeah, you know, man, that movie's amazing. How can go to hell?
I've been emotional since I can remember, Crowder. I cry in every movie pretty much. And yeah, I didn't have to get old and have kids to be a bitch. I embrace it.
Oh, Solana, you were one glass away from one wine away from being a girl mm-hmm. when you were born.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
One more sip of wine, you would have been a girl.
the Panthers beat the Lightning 6-2. I'm not kidding, man. I was so effing scared about this series. And I don't know if after game one we should be peacocking. I don't know. Probably not. We'll find out. We're going to talk with George Richards in the next segment. Probably not. But, man, did it look like the Panthers are just on another level yesterday. On another level.
Scored two goals in 14 seconds, Solana.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I've said this before. When we were going to the playoffs, then we went to the Stanley Cup and lost. Do we come back to next year? People are still scared. You have to be comfortable being the big dog. We're the big dog now. Why can't we just act like the big? Why we still got to be, oh, man, Tampa, you know, Tampa has a legacy. We got a damn legacy. You know where the Stanley Cup is right now? In Sunrise, Florida. That's where it is. We don't got to be scared of nobody
no more. Okay, but you know how tough it is? No joke. To go to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals? Like, bro, that doesn't happen. That's why I've been super squirrely about the entire thing, because the Cats are banged up, and they've already made 2 straight Stanley Cup finals. So, they're playing with house money, but you know how tough it is to do it again and have to go through the Tampa Bay Lightning again? Like, it just doesn't happen. Bro, that's why I was kind of just like, you know what, man, the odds are not in their favor. That this just isn't their year. It doesn't mean that the team has to be stripped apart. It doesn't mean you have to trade anybody. Look, like this just isn't your year, right? You have to be lucky with injuries and health at the end of a season, and this wasn't going to be a Panthers year. And then here they come, game one, and they just look like they're abusing the Tampa Bay Lightning. Looks like they're literally just the stronger, faster, more physical team.
Yeah, you know how hard it is to go to 4 NBA finals and win 2 of them?
Yeah.
And we did that, and were you surprised? No. You have Spo, you had the big 3, now we got Paul Maurice and Riley Zito, Spo is Paul Maurice, and we have Bob, we have Tkachuk now, we have dogs. We have dogs at every level of the organization. Don't be surprised.
But the Heat did that. They had LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. It was the greatest team at the time ever assembled. Like, I'm not throwing shade at the Panthers. I'm not throwing shade at all when I say, like, I didn't consider this team to be in conversations with that team, but here we are. We got to talk about it.
Bob's a Hall of Famer. Ekblad's a Hall of Famer. Tkachuk's on his way.
Yeah.
Sam Bennett can do his thing. They brought in Marchand.
Sure. Yeah.
Now he's a Hall of Famer, too. We got a Hall of Famers.
Man,
you gotta have the guts. Why can't we have the guts for the Panthers like we had the guts for the Heat?
Yeah, a little bit of werewolves for the Cats. All right, that's your Road to Repeat. We're gonna do headlines here. Hawk, by the way, he'll be back in a second. He had to take care of some business. George Richards is gonna join us in the next segment. I think he's boots on the ground in Tampa. Either way, he's covering the series. He's been covering the team all season long. There's some more Dolphins notes that I want to get to here as well, Crowder. Your headlines, they're driven by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models and inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. I was laughing because Tua steps in the gym, and I can just imagine like somebody at the Dolphins pressing a big red button, sound the alarm, social media team, go! Like if it's a damn fire truck, let's go! Everybody, to the gym, take as many pictures of Tua Tagovailoa underneath that squat rack as you possibly can. Like, they needed content of Tua working out, and that's what they posted. They want you to know Tua Tagovailoa is at the gym right now.
Yeah, you're starting quarterback, you're a Pro Bowl quarterback, and, you know, Chris Greer didn't give him any help with the fan base when he didn't bring him up as a leader of the team the other day in the press conference, but Tua's the guy. He's working out. He's getting better. He's going to play 17 games and going to the playoffs.
We have some new season numbers, by the way, from the Miami Dolphins. Zach Wilson, I see Hawk is back. What's up, Hawk?
I'm back, baby.
Hey. Zach Wilson's going to wear number zero. Number zero.
I hope that is as much time as he plays.
It's an unfortunate number choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine with me.
For QB, it's weird.
Zero. Right? There aren't a lot of zero QBs. Are there any?
No.
Is there any quarterback in history?
Huck, there's not a lot of zero players. Zero is an ugly number to wear.
Number zero NFL quarterback.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, Huck.
Braxton Berrios wore zero?
Yeah. Yeah, it's normally like a punter or a wide receiver that wears zero. Marcus Mariota was the first NFL quarterback to wear jersey number zero.
All right.
Yeah. Before he did that, QBs weren't allowed to. Remember they changed up all the numbers a couple years ago?
Yep.
It was a big deal. Aaron Rodgers was very upset about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I wish it happened earlier. They made you wear 50 as a linebacker. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Wear whatever the hell you want to wear.
And you couldn't even wear 55, right? Which is what you wanted to wear?
Nope. It was a guy named Junior Seau when I got to the Dolphins.
Mm. Can see how he would have taken precedence on the number over you.
Our conversation. I knew I wouldn't get the number, but I had to say something to Junebug. I said, yeah, man, I wore 55 in college. Sounds good, buddy. He walked away. Hello, people ask me, did I pick 52? I'm like, no, I literally walked into Dolphin facility and 52 was in my locker. And I was like, okay.
That's funny.
Anybody ever try to get 52 from you while you were there? Somebody tried to pay
Crowder
for 52?
Would have stole it in 3 seconds for anything over $400.
400. 10-piece wing and a beer. I kind of looked at guys funny that acted like, oh, I can't play unless I wear 84. You really? How does that have anything to do with anything? Dude's about to try to break your damn face mask and you can't do it in 83?
Nick Westbrook-Ikhine is going to wear 18. Alexander Mattison is going to wear number 8.
All right.
Who do those last two guys play for?
No one knows.
Well, hate to break it to you, Jack, but those are your two big free agency additions by Chris Greer.
Huh. Is that so?
Oh, it's Addison. What's his name?
Alexander.
Starting to have
Addison.
A little bit of trepidation about the Dolphins, and I know I haven't had any, but when you start to look at Javon Holland, Teron Armstead, Calais Campbell, Mostert, Nick Needham, Jalen Ramsey will probably be gone. Like, it's a lot of losses. Mm-hmm. That's a significant number of losses. And I don't think you address that in free agency just based on the two names you dropped that I had never heard of. And I don't know how much you can address that in the draft.
If you look on, we know the offensive guys. You look on the defensive depth chart, there's not a lot of guys you recognize.
Yeah.
Or even from other teams that's recognized. Like, oh, okay, we got him now. No. Who is this again?
Not a lot of veterans either. Like, Jalen Ramsey and Zach Sealer are probably the two guys with the most experience on your defense. I mean, by the way, Hawk, perhaps short shrift to Chris Greer and his accomplishments over this offseason, because I didn't mention Melifonwu and Ashton Davis. I don't know if that changes your opinion at all.
Mention them. Why?
All those guys are on our team as well.
This our team?
Yeah, Dolphins. Yeah.
Oh. It's like you were mentioning names.
Yeah. But yeah, Jalen Ramsey's gone. So now it's like Zach Sealer, who's really only been in the league 6 years, I think, 7 years. He's your guy. He's your vet.
Our linebacking core, Terrell Dotson, Jordan Brooks, Willie Gay, KJ Britt.
That seems thin.
Still got Channing Tindall.
Still seems thin.
I wanted him to be good so bad. Not many
chances. He still might be. Still could be.
Oh, you don't touch the field for 3 years?
Yeah, you're fresh.
He's marinating. They're marinating him up to get going.
I do have some good news to report regarding the Miami Dolphins. Now, this player is no longer on the Dolphins, but Raheem Mostert still rooting for the Florida Panthers despite no longer being on the team.
Saw that. Yeah. Yep. He went to a lot of Panthers games the last couple of seasons.
He did. Yeah. All right. Tonight, the Miami Heat. I don't know if you want to do 50 minutes of Heat here, Hawks, since George Richards is going to join us in the next segment.
I don't think I gave you Road to a Repeat.
I did it.
All right. Yeah, appreciate that.
Good. Yeah.
All I was going to say was George Richards is going to join us next. It was my Road to a Repeat.
He compared the Panthers to the Big Three Heat. It was a good segment.
It was a segment I can get behind.
No joke. I was saying, you know how hard it is to go to three straight Stanley Cup finals?
If they go to three straight and repeat in the third of those 3 years, I mean, has to be in the conversation, no?
Of all hockey time, people don't do
for,
that.
For greatest team ever assembled in South Florida.
Yeah.
You know, you can, and we can include the Hurricanes football teams, but those were generally 1 year, maybe two.
Yeah. It would be them and the Big Three Heat. Because two out of four.
They went to four in a row.
Dolphins.
If the Heat, Panthers go to three in a row.
72 Dolphins went to three Super Bowls in a row. They lost the first one, won the next two. One of those seasons, the only undefeated team in NFL history. That has to be in contention as well.
Right.
Yeah. Top three right there.
And then the Matt Mervis-led Marlins, close fourth?
Probably, yeah, third or fourth. They lost today.
Yeah.
But if you had Mervis anytime, ding dong, you didn't lose.
Being Mervis more at bats, that's what they
mean. Let's go.
All right, here's your NBA schedule. Obviously, the Heat play tonight. Heat at Cavaliers, 7:30. No Terry Rozier, no Kevin Love. Warriors and Rockets, 9:30 tonight. That's the late game. The early game, Magic and Celtics. That's going to tip off at 7 p.m.
All right. You want to give away these Marlins tickets?
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got Marlins tickets every day this week. Listen. They lost today, but they've been a very pleasant surprise. We have a four-pack for Marlins A's on May 4th, which is Star Wars Day at Lone Depot Park. So what caller number do you want to take for these Marlins tickets? How about number 7 for number of Mervis ding-dongs on the season?
7.
Caller 7, 305-567-0560, 305- Wow, Mel Kiper's best quarterbacks available list, he's got Sanders over Cam Ward?
Yeah, he's been that way the whole time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Sanders, Cam Ward, then Jackson Dart.
His justification, because I'm watching this stuff, I'm up here. His justification is that Sanders got sacked 99 times in 3 years or something. He was always under duress and still had great numbers, and he's more athletic than you think he is, but I think he just went with it, and he's going to ride his opinion.
Wow. I had not seen that really from any of the top prognosticators. That's That's interesting. Anyway, caller 7-305-567-0560. Caller 7, going to get 4 Marlins tickets for May the 4th.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's like my vasectomy, Icky. It wasn't the best thing in the world, but it worked.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He has covered the Florida Panthers for many, many years. You can read his work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. Hello, George.
Well, hello, Hawk. How are you?
We're good. What'd we learn from last night's beatdown of Tampa in Tampa? Did we learn that the Panthers are absolutely ready to try for the repeat, or it's one game, you know, don't put the cart in front of the horse? Like, what did we learn?
Well, I'll tell you, it was an impressive win. You know, just watching it, Paul Maurice kind of downplayed it, but if you watch that game, I think you had to walk away impressed with how Florida played. They beat Tampa to just about every puck. They were forechecking. They looked like the Florida Panther playoff team from last year. And it looked like, you know, we talked a little bit about them flipping the switch. And I know that's a little unfair because of how he's been managing the playing time. And, you know, they can't play that way 82 games a year. We've seen bits and pieces of it throughout the regular season. But this team is battle-tested. They know how to play in the playoffs and know when to save it for the playoffs, and they brought it last night. I mean, and you wanted one thing we learned that I think we kind of knew it going in is Florida is a much deeper team than Tampa. Tampa's got a big injury now with Anthony Cirelli, and that only hurts them even more. And Florida's just a deeper team.
And George, what happened? How did they affect Vasilevsky so bad? Because I took the under thinking we got two great goalies, and this dude had his eyes closed.
Yeah, listen, they got a couple deflections. They went hard to the net. Everything was in front of the net. The one that the first one that Matthew Tkachuk got, he was all alone in the slot. He worked the puck around, bopped it right past him. And then the second one went through skates, you know, went through traffic. It was a sharp angled shot that you know, pinballed. If, you know, for all us old folks out there, there's a thing called pinball, and the puck just kind of went off a bunch of skates and in. So I don't know that Vasilevsky was terrible. He certainly wasn't great. Florida only had 16 shots and scored 6 on that. Yeah, I think there's a few he'd like to have back, but a few of them, Florida just outworked them for it.
Now I just want to talk about pinball for the rest
of
the segment. Yeah, I'm gonna show a little restraint, and I'm gonna actually talk Panthers here so that we can celebrate last night. What went wrong for the Panthers? You know, I'm not a hockey expert, so I watched the game last night. I'm like, wow, they're clicking on all cylinders, and it was a beatdown on the road, and a lot of pundits had picked Tampa to win the entire series. So you watch it way more intellectually than we do. What went wrong for the Panthers? What needs to be corrected?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot that went wrong. I mean, they gave up the 2 goals. The first one, the first one was on a power play. It looked like Florida was able to kill that off. And they're able to tie it. There wasn't much. Florida matched up pretty well, but again, they only got 16 shots off, but they were giving up some offense to play defense. And you know, when you score three goals on three straight shots on goal, you know, you're just going to try and shut things down. I thought Florida did that. We saw a couple, odd man rushes, not many, but there were a couple, and Florida snuffed them right out. So if you want to look at what went wrong, there sure wasn't a whole lot. Florida played a very good, tight game, and Tampa Bay just didn't have any answers for it.
And do they move any lines around? Because, like, you know, they have them set now, or is he going to move some lines around as we go through this series?
I don't think he's going to, at least not right now, because he might flip a winger here or there, but Paul likes to keep, you know, for each line, two guys always stay together. You're always going to have Tkachuk and Bennett, right? You're always going to have Reinhart and Barkov. So he might switch a winger here or there. But the way the lines work, I mean, you could have just picked, you know, you could have picked these 2 weeks ago that these would be the lines. I think the only question mark was who was going to end up on that fourth line. And it looked really good. They played a lot of minutes last night. You've got, you know, Jesper Boqvist and Evan Rodriguez playing on a fourth line with Nico Sturm. That's pretty good. Tampa Bay does not have an answer for that line. And you're asking a couple offensive guys to play that defensive first role on the fourth line, and they did it pretty well. So I don't know where the lines would be switched, because it looks like a pretty natural progression to where everything is. Maybe you put Brad Marchand up on that second line, but Mackie Samuskevich with Sam Bennett, man, that looks good. So, you know, I just don't see where you would flip anybody.
I just want to see Marchand on that line for the fun of it. I just
right. Everybody
see
does,
those guys
right? Yeah, everybody.
I just
want
to see those guys
line.
Out there together. Can we definitively say, George, you can read George's work at floridahockeynow.com. Can we definitively say, though, the series will not be as easy as it looked last night?
Yeah, I would think that, because Tampa's a team that, even last year, right, Florida beat Tampa Bay in five. And aside for one game, they were very tight games. That was a lot closer of a series than maybe the final result indicated. Tampa Bay is going to bring it. I mean, you've got them in their house tomorrow night. They do not want to go down 0-2 coming back to Sunrise, knowing that Aaron Ekblad returns on Saturday. This thing's going to tighten up. But again, there, you know, you could see some of that resignation in John Cooper's face. He knows the matchup problems that he's got. They don't have a whole lot of answers. And now, again, with Cirelli potentially out, you could see the Tampa Bay Lightning bringing guys up from Syracuse just to try and counter the Panthers, and I don't know how well that's going to work.
Hey, George, is Matthew Tkachuk still the NHL's biggest villain? Because because yesterday he comes in, and I'm going on SportsCenter. I can't remember the last time SportsCenter leads with Matthew Tkachuk, or I'm sorry, with the Florida Panthers. Multiple posts about the Florida Panthers yesterday from national networks, national outlets. And look, they deserve it. They're the Stanley Cup champions, but it's all Matthew Tkachuk related. Like he's the biggest villain in the NHL, right?
And he delivered too.
Yeah, his brother may have taken that from him. His brother up in Canada, I think they'd say Brady Tkachuk is the bigger villain. But ESPN had the game last night, so they, you know, they like pumping their own tires. Tomorrow night's game's on TBS, so we'll see how much ESPN covers it. The Panthers are a team that nationally, you know, people like watching because they've got those kind of guys. I mean, they've got the Matthew Tkachuks. You know, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, guys that if they're not on your team, you cannot stand these players. It's for good ratings. I mean, if you're going to talk hockey, you're going to talk about characters, and the Florida Panthers got a ton of characters.
Did the start times of these games have any cause for concern for Paul Maurice? I find it odd. I saw someone had written about it.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday was 8:30, really didn't start till like 8:50 last night. and then tomorrow 6:30, and then Saturday is 1 o'clock, and then Monday is 7 p.m. And so is anyone worried about not being able to get into any kind of rhythm for a game time start?
I think the worry would have been last night, a 6:30 game. That's going to be closer to 7. So that's normal start time. Saturday afternoon matinee. I think players actually like those afternoon games, especially in the playoff. They don't like them necessarily in February because they are, you know, the buildings are quiet and people aren't as drunk, right, at 1 o'clock on a Saturday. But for that,
you need
be
more Crowders in the crowd.
Well, right, Crowder's got it going, but. You know, 1 o'clock on Saturday, that's going to be Florida's first playoff game. That building will be hopping, so that shouldn't be a concern. But, yeah, last night was weird, but, you know, they had a whole bunch of playoff games going in, and it was, if you were a hockey fan, last night was fun because you were just flipping back and forth, or you had TV2 going, or you're at the sports bar watching all the games. So I think if there was any concern about getting going, it would have been last night, but you know, you're playing in Tampa again. That building was just jacked. So, you know, I don't think that there's a concern at this time of year. In February or, you know, November or something, yeah, those weird start times will get you. But in the playoffs, nah, you're ready to go.
And George, earlier in the show, we were talking about if the Panthers go to 3 Stanley Cups and, you know, if they win 2 of them, that's crazy. But going to 3 Stanley Cups back-to-back years, winning 2 of them, we were putting them with the 70 Dolphins with the big, you know, big 3 Heat. Like, how amazing is that in hockey standards, not just South Florida, to go to 3 Stanley Cups in a row?
Well, yeah, it'd be incredible, right? I mean, you look at hockey in Florida. You know, either Florida or Tampa Bay have played for the Stanley Cup in each of the last 5 years. That's just incredible. This is the fourth time in 5 years that the Panthers and Lightning have played in the playoffs, and the winner has gone to the Stanley Cup final, you know, the previous 3 times, Tampa twice, Florida last year. So, listen, I remember I was talking, I may have told you guys that, I was talking to Edwin Pope about 10, 15 years ago, and we were talking about the 71 Dolphins. And I was like, hey, you know, what were you thinking? You know, he was like, you weren't thinking about it in the moment. You know, you don't think that you're witnessing greatness. You're just thinking, hey, it's a Tuesday practice, you know, or Wednesday. You know, I'm going to Biscayne College to talk to Don Shula on a Wednesday. You know, you don't think about it in the moment, but it's when you look back, these are the glory days of the Florida Panthers, right? I mean, you're living in it right now. You know, we may not ever see this again. Now, they're not even close to being done. This team, you know, the core of this team signed for the next 5-6 years. But yeah, this is the good stuff. This is the big 3 era of the Heat. I mean, we were living in that and kind of recognized how big a deal that was, but you never expect it to end. And then it does. And you look back and you're like, wow, that was incredible. And that's kind of where we're at right now with the Panthers.
Where have you gone in Tampa, George? Have you gone to Burns Steakhouse? Have you gone to Portillo's? What's been on the docket?
I was across the street from Burns Steakhouse today, and they were closed. So that was a shame. Portillo's is definitely on the docket. That'll be a tomorrow deal, or maybe tonight. Maybe tonight for Portillo's, and that's about it. Nothing fun. Not like the good old days, my friend.
The lemon cake at Portillo's. You know, they're known for their chocolate cake. I am telling you, George, the lemon cake. Have you had it?
I'm with you. No. I'm a lemon cake guy. No, I don't want the chocolate. I'm going lemon. Yes. I'm with you.
And you get what? The Italian beef sandwich?
I do, well, I'm a big fella, so I get the beef sandwich and a Chicago dog.
They have
How about that?
A delicious chocolate cake at Mons Venus.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if she still dances there.
And then you can go across the street and see a spaceship. It's pretty cool.
I love that damn Dale Mabry.
Man, I am jealous, man. Portillo's, little Italian beef,
I don't think
a Chicago dog.
Dale Mabry, but you never know.
So good. Solana didn't love the Italian beef at Portillo's. He thought it was too soggy. He doesn't understand the wet sandwich.
Right. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be soggy. Gotta be. Yeah. But people in Chicago have bad teeth, apparently. I don't know.
but it wasn't like, hey, this sauce is really good, you're going to love it. It's like, hey, we're going to dip this bread in this sauce, and then we're going to serve it to you on a plate.
It's au jus. It's au jus.
And I don't understand the au jus. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me, George.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to stand up and eat it, or, you know, you're going to drip it all over your shirt. And there's a whole art to it. It's a beautiful thing, really.
Part of the fun. George Richards, he's in Tampa. Can read his work, floridahockeynow.com. Follow him on Twitter as well, and we will talk to him throughout the playoffs, hopefully a very long playoff run. Thank you, George. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas. Have fun. We'll see you.
There you go. George Richards. The au jus. That's what they were saying when I was walking around Paris with my Star of David on. Au jus. Wow. Au jus.
I don't think so.
Au jus. Au jus.
Something wrong with you.
That's a funny joke. A jou. A jou. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Boot. It's a funny joke.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go suck an egg.
Hawk and Crowder.